I'm Jeff Phelps, moving into the YouTube screen. Mr. Dan Menigan, he's in for Andy today. And we're talking about stuff that's heating up. And that is the main thing right now. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. I hate it when, like, the headlines. I know it's fact. John Harbaugh fired in Baltimore. Guy is there for 18 years. Do we have to say fired?
Do you prefer, should we go English and you sacked?
I don't know.
I've always liked sacked.
I just don't care for it. It sounds, it's too harsh. It's the reality, I know, but it's too harsh. Can he be the guy here? I said some time ago, if you're looking at the Browns situation, you're going to love this. If you're looking at the Browns whole situation, and again, they kept Andrew Berry. They didn't keep Kevin Stefanski. I said months ago, you know, if you're looking to do something outrageously big, the guy to come in here and turn this around is Ozzie Newsome.
That's a swing. That's a big swing.
You think John Harbaugh would come work for Ozzie Newsome? Or with Ozzie Newsome?
I don't know.
I do.
You think so?
I think he would.
The only reason I say that is because, boy, when you're, no matter how strong some of your relationships are, when you're let go of somewhere, some of those relationships begin to fray pretty quickly.
Well, Ozzie got pushed to the corner office.
Right. But do you think Ozzie, and again, I don't know these things, I'm just speculating.
I don't know if Ozzie has any desire to come back to Cleveland and rebuild the Browns, but you got one guy who played here and was one of the best players in franchise history and another guy who, big Cleveland ties.
But more the question, if I'm Harbaugh and I'm thinking through this situation, you don't think there's any case in his head he'd be like, man, Ozzie could have walked down the room and said, no, give him another year. Give him another
year. I don't know that Ozzie's in that position anymore in Baltimore.
Ozzie's probably got a lot of pull. I mean,
I would think, but he's not the guy there anymore.
That's valid. That is valid. It's Eric Acosta and it's...
Right. Does Ozzie want to be the guy again somewhere? I mean, because
DeCosta, I should say.
Seriously, if there are two guys who the idea of building the Browns, and I won't even say rebuilding because, you know, you're rebuilding from the 80s and 90s still. If there are two guys in the entire football world who that might mean something to, see, that's one of the keys. It might mean something to Ozzie to rebuild the Browns. It might mean something for John Harbaugh to come in and have success in Cleveland. Put the two of them together, baby. Here we go.
I was
going to
say, I feel like we're building the sports movie on this, and I don't know how realistic the sports movie is.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the only thing that I have against is this feels very like, you know, Hollywood stepped in and, you know, give me my picks back, you pancake eating.
Well, guess what, though?
Like, I feel like that's where we are.
That's where this is. I mean, it's the Wild West now. You have seven teams looking for a head coach. There are only 32 teams in the league. But if I'm
Harbaugh, I could go get that sweet TV money for a year. Like, that's the other side of it. Except, it's pretty easy.
But at his age, and he's in his early 60s, if he steps away from the game, would somebody give him that next chance after being out a year? Maybe. I certainly would.
I mean, goodness, we got people who'd hire Cowher right now.
I certainly would, but I wonder. Apparently, from all reports, he wants to work next year as a head coach in the NFL, by all reports. So I would think he's going to get hired. And I would think, for instance, the Raiders gig would be phenomenal, except for two things. Mark Davis and Tom Brady. And they're pretty big things, aren't they?
I mean, if we're selling weather, then probably the Cardinals might be the one that you would look at.
The Cardinals could be phenomenal, but the Bidwells have been an issue.
Right. They run things like a mom and pop shop. I don't know if Harbaugh wants that.
Here's another lifestyle thing to throw in. Arizona, Las Vegas. What are those two cities close to? Brother Jim. Does that mean anything to John Harbaugh? Does he want later in life to be closer to his brother so they could hook up more often in this world of planes, trains, and automobiles? I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Dan, who knows what he's thinking?
I'm pretty sure John Harbaugh isn't looking right there going, oh, man, if I come to Cleveland, I got to deal with that layover in Nashville. Like, I don't think John Harbaugh's living in that world. But Jim might, but that's just because he's a weirdo.
But you know what I mean, though. there are factors here that who knows what a guy's thinking. And that's why New York might not appeal to him at all. And I don't like New York. Who knows? Maybe he feels that way. Cleveland might not appeal to him at all. Man, Steve Bisciotti just left me alone completely. I'm going to have to talk to Jimmy and Dee all the time. They're nice people, but they have a little different ownership style, which mm-hmm. is okay. They're allowed. Yeah. They're allowed to.
That's their team. But you run it how you want it.
Do I want to deal with that? Because, you know, the Mara family is just going to let me do my thing. That'd be great. Or Stephen Ross in Miami, if they move on from Mike McDaniel. He probably will leave me alone, and it's Miami. I can get a boat.
They've put the fun and dysfunctional down in Miami a decent amount of times, too. I mean, that's not exactly the most stable organization.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Jeffrey.
How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Oh, the hits just keep on coming, Jeff.
I'm well, man. Thank you for asking.
This is more exciting because it got me, time in the day to give you guys a call, because I was thinking about something. I have a couple questions I want to ask you guys. Well, one, you know, we started this after the season ended kind of with this uncertainties about this coach, and then ding, 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 we get this blatantly obvious choice that just drops right in front of us, right? If I'm Jimmy, I drop as much into the Brinks truck as I can. I back it up to Baltimore, and I figure out what I can do to get John here, and here's why. Not only is he 18 seasons with Baltimore, I think he had 12 playoff wins with them. He's a division opponent, so who knows this division better than him? And who knows what can happen because of that? But what I think is even more interesting is you got Jimmy's proposition also that, hey, John, we get to play in a dome in a couple of years. So 8 or 9 games out of the season, depending on the year, you get to be inside at your age. There are some factors that fall into this that make it real exciting, but I don't think the brother factor has anything to do with it, because they've had opportunities within their careers to kind of get closer to each other. And, you know, I guess with him being at Michigan, he was closer. But either way, this is the blatantly obvious choice. What I want to ask you guys is, does Andrew Berry give up control to Jim with Jim having so much experience in the head coaching game? Stefanski and Berry were kind of equivalent in their experience within those realms. But now you've got a guy with proven experience who's been in the NFL for a long time. I honestly think that if they do hire him, he's going to wind up costing Berry his job a year later anyways, because they're going to want to find something. I don't think Barry's going to be able to do it offensively. But we'll see. Either way, exciting, but go get him. This is the most exciting coaching option we've had sitting in our laps probably in the past decade. So either way, good talking to you guys. Have a good day, John.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. I would say Andrew Berry would not get in the, not by his choice, Andrew Berry would not get in the way of the Browns hiring John Harbaugh if it were a problem for John Harbaugh.
If it comes out that the reason that Harbaugh does not take this job would be because of Andrew Berry, he better have 3 more slam dunk like drafts. Like, he better have 2 to 3 more drafts where 4 viable starters come out of them in a row, or else there will be a riot. I mean, there is no reason why Andrew Berry should be the reason why this guy does not come here. Now, if it's because he doesn't want to, if it's because there's another job that's more appealing to him, if it's because of things that are external from the Cleveland Browns, and by that I mean things you truly cannot help, okay, that's great. I'm willing to accept that. That's perfect. If it's stuff like, well, I was going to come there, but they insisted that they kept Andrew Berry, I'd blow a gasket. That would be a breaking point.
I would agree with that. Randy is in Florida. Sarasota, Randy?
No, the Tampa Bay area.
Very nice. Very nice.
Has it finally stopped raining?
Could the Bucs be the team with a coach that called and inquired about John Harbaugh?
Well, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot in the last day or two about Harbaugh. If I'm Harbaugh and I'm putting myself in his shoes, I won a Super Bowl. I've coached Flacco for several years and then Lamar. And I've been to the playoffs many, many, many times. Why in the world would I want to come to what I now call malfunction junction. I mean,
there's only, and,
why
and
would
Randy,
I want
to? You listen to the beginning of the show. The only reason I can, honestly, the only reason if I'm him that I would think the Browns would be high on his list is that he feels some tie to Cleveland and wants to be here. That's it. I wouldn't take the team compared to other teams. I wouldn't take the ownership compared to other owners just based on a comparison to what he's worked with in Baltimore successfully.
Randy,
I get that.
I'm sitting in the basket seat. I'm going to give you the basket reason. You ready?
His family is from the Cleveland area. I get that. I get the whole thing. And I am too. I grew up in Youngstown. I get the whole thing.
Here's the Baskin reason. If you are John Harbaugh, could you imagine being the guy who turns around the Cleveland Browns? Could you imagine
your hometown team, your childhood team,
turning around a team,
your mother's
that has
team,
been so in the dumps for as long as it has, and you've beaten up on it for a long period of time as well?
After coaching the former Cleveland Browns.
And
probably always feeling funny about that.
He would have a statue that would rival Terminal Tower if he was able to turn this thing around.
You are going basking in the basket chair.
Oh, yeah. But that would be the narrative. Like, you could spin that narrative, and maybe that appeals to him. I have no idea. If it were me, I don't know if that would appeal to me. But you could always try. Everybody's different for various reasons. It just seems like this is the guy who comes in, he changes the culture, he gets everything moving in the right direction, he has evolved with the game itself as he's been in the league, he has brought in different offensive thoughts, he realized Greg Roman wasn't his answer,
adjusts
got rid of
his
him.
Coaching staff.
Exactly. Probably didn't make the best hire at DC. Also, roster construction might have something to do with that too, the fact that you didn't have a pass rush. Like, there are a lot of things that go into the Harbaugh bucket that would make him the slam dunk hire. And boy, again, unless he is the one coming to you and saying, this isn't for me, I that's your hire. It's that simple.
I would think he's the slam dunk hire for the Browns. Folks, would you agree? 216-474-0092. I think he's the slam dunk hire. I don't think the Browns are his slam dunk team. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.